Today's Lenten devotional was written by the Reverend Rebecca Connigan, class of 2022. It's an odd reading for Lent, an exhortation to wisdom, for finding it in seeking the Lord, and celebration of God's constant rescue for the righteous. All of this while we anticipate observing the fact that the holiest and most righteous of any human being, God's own Son, Jesus, was crucified. It's hard to think of God's constant rescue of the righteous in light of what happened to Jesus. The first stanza in this reading is easy. Life is to be found in right relationship with Yahweh. In order to have a good life, we must seek to live in accordance with righteousness. We must do good and seek peace. The second flows from the first. Life is good for the righteous, because God stays near to the righteous, even when life is very difficult, and even the converse makes sense in context. The Lord God turns away from those who do evil. It's the verse that begins the next stanza that can cause some difficulty. Not so much the many are the afflictions of the righteous, as anyone who has lived long enough can see that can happen. But the claim that the Lord rescues them from them all. One wonders then what rescue means, if the righteous have many afflictions and their spirits can be crushed. But the psalmist is unembarrassed and unapologetic about the juxtaposition of a plan for the righteous to be able to have the good life with the admitted fact of many troubles and our need for rescue. And one wonders, too, what it means to have a good life, or many days to enjoy good, if one is also so deeply crushed and troubled. It can't be simply that a life is a good one because God is alongside us, because the psalmist acknowledges that we will need rescue. So maybe this psalm is a good one for Lent simply because it requires us to acknowledge all that once several things that we know to be true. God is good. God is always acting on our behalf. And life can be very, very difficult. Let us pray. Holy God, we can see that life is beautiful, and at the same time, that life is difficult. We thank you for the gift of your presence and for the gift of faith that allows us to trust in your promises. We cannot see everything we want to see, but we turn again to you in trust, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen.